the rest of the story. Fanny Stern and her husband David stood excitedly on the dock. It was a beautiful big sailing ship drawing ever nearer, all the way from New York. Fanny's brother was on board. He was coming to San Francisco to make his home, to go into business with David. Dry goods business, they had thought. Promising enterprise in this booming town where gold fever had yet to cool down. And yet, the moment Fanny caught sight of her brother at the ship's rail, she knew that something was wrong. She told David so. Maybe, she said, he's tired from the long journey around Cape Horn. But after they had embraced at the dock, the young man told his sister and his brother-in-law the rest of the story. All of that expensive fabric, which he had brought from New York, all of it was missing. Probably stolen. Could already have been sold for a fraction of its value in some South American port. He had just learned that it was gone. He had searched everywhere. Now, what would they do? Indeed, David and his brother-in-law had bet their future on that fabric. The finest in New York. Huge bolts of it, acquired through family connections. Fanny's brother had long envisioned himself a successful textile merchant, an exclusive tailor. Someday, he promised himself, he would be the most famous clothing maker in America. And now the big dream was over. All of the capital they could raise had gone to the purchase of that fine fabric, and the fabric was no more. Everything was taken? David asked. Everything worth taking, the young man replied. All that was left were rolls and rolls of comparatively worthless sailcloth, canvas for making sails. Why did you buy that stuff? Fanny's brother smiled to recall that city friends had warned him that out in the untamed American West, shelter was hard to find, no telling when he might need to make a tent for himself. Of course, the gold miners might want canvas for tents, or maybe the teamsters could use tent canvas to cover their wagons. And it was a short time later that the fretting young man got an even better idea. Yes, he and David would make do with that sailcloth. They would make do with the cloth not even the thieves had wanted. And they would be tailors, after all. For the rough sailcloth would make durable work breeches for miners. One day that brainstorm swept the world. You know, had David's brother-in-law arrived in San Francisco with his cargo of fine fabric intact, maybe you'd never have heard of him again. And yet, because of what first seemed a calamity, he went on to establish what has become one of the oldest and largest and best-known clothing manufacturers anywhere in the world. By the way, when he ran out of sailcloth to make those tough trousers, he sent away for another durable material, a cotton fabric imported from France called Serge Denim. Serge Denim, which you know as denim. He wanted to be the most famous clothing maker in America? Well, that's what he became. Fanny's brother, the resourceful young Mr. Strauss. Levi Strauss. You've worn his Levi's all your life. Only now you know the rest of the story.